time on any. Oops. Would any visitors like to approach to address us at this time on any items on or off the agenda?
I do not see any hands raised.
Okay, moving right along. That brings us to the consent calendar, which are items 1 and 2, and they'll be passed by one motion.
The consent calendar.
Second.
Okay. Any comments or questions? Okay. If you will call the roll, Madam Chair. Okay.
Roll call, Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen. Director Ta.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Great. That brings us to item number 3, a license agreement to the City of Anaheim to construct a pipeline in Anaheim Lake.
Yes, thank you. Christina, I'm going to share screen. Yes, this item, this was brought to us by the City of Anaheim. City of Anaheim proposes to construct a treatment facility on City of Anaheim property adjacent to Anaheim Lake. On your screen, you should see an aerial of the District of Anaheim Lake. This facility, there's this land here, and this facility along Tesson Avenue is owned by the city. This is where they have, where they're proposing to build their PFAS treatment plant. And as part of this, well, let me back up a little bit. The district has previously granted an easement to the city for construction of their production well site along Anaheim Lake, 44, 43, 42, 58, 58.
Bruce, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
You hear me okay now?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is that better?
That is right now.
Okay. All right. So the city has a production, their production wells, Anaheim Lake production wells, and a pipeline around this perimeter of the lake. And it goes to the city's Linda Vista water storage and pumping facility that's here along Tustin, and this is Mira Loma Avenue. And the city's proposing to build a PFAS treatment plant in this location, and they're requesting either an easement or license agreement to, and let me switch to, not gonna cooperate. I'm gonna zoom in here. The city is requesting a license area for a pipeline in this location and a license in the green within the green area in this location for a pipeline. The blue line you see, and the yellow is an existing easement that they have for pipeline purposes with the district. The blue lines would be an ongoing license, a part of the license agreement for maintenance of those pipelines. So the city has requested these license or easements, and the district, and now it's been a number of years where the district has not granted easements or preferred to grant easements, and has been granting either license agreements or leases. So staff feels in this case, a license agreement would be appropriate. Although we've started negotiations and discussing with the city on a license agreement for this purpose, we haven't concluded that yet. So at this time, what staff, the recommended action would be to agendize for the February 16th board meeting and authorize the general manager to negotiate and execute a license agreement with the City of Anaheim, allowing the installation, operation, and maintenance of PFAS groundwater treatment pipeline at Anaheim Lake, subject to legal counsel review. And I believe we have on the meeting, if there are any questions about the facility or pipeline itself, Divya Agrawala, who's an engineer with the City of Anaheim. And I believe that concludes my presentation. Are there any questions on that one?
Any questions for Bruce?
Director Rowe has his hand raised.
Director Rowe.
Yes, Bruce, what is that pipeline that is to the, why don't you zoom in or go back to your site? Or the smaller.
This one?
Yeah, what's the pipeline in the upper left? It seems like it's directed towards the Anaheim Lake.
It looks like it connects to a 72-inch diameter pipe, and maybe Divya might be able to provide a little more information on that.
Sure. This is Divya Agrawala, Principal of Civil Engineer in the City of Anaheim, and the project manager for this project. So this line that's going west towards the 72-inch line is a drain line that we are talking to Don Houlihan and Chris Olson, and they have reviewed the plans for this. This is going to take the flushing water from the treatment plant and any of the stormwater runoff from our site, and it will take it to the 72-inch line, which is, I believe it connects to the Atwood Channel to the north where Orange Thorpe is. And again, this is that's being coordinated with Don Houlihan and Chris Olson.
So diagonal line on the left, that's the pipeline?
That's an existing pipeline, yes.
Okay. Well, just kind of related to this area, I mentioned to Bruce before the meeting, I was interested in knowing about the development of the land to the north of the Anaheim facility. It seems to beg for having a percolation basin there, and yet we don't have one. Occasionally, Little Anaheim Lake shows up, but I think we're losing out like 500 acre feet of percolation rate in our basins because that area is not developed. I'd like to see it kind of proposed for further development beyond this. All right. Otherwise, that's all the questions I had.
Okay. What is the pleasure of the committee on this item? I would like to move approval. I think a license agreement is appropriate, and I know that we're all in support of furthering the PFAS treatment systems. So I'll go ahead and move approval.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Call the roll, Madam Clerk.
Roll call, Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Ta?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Great, that brings us to item number 4, which is?
It's the Corona Recreation request for tree trimming at Warner Basin.
Correct.
This item was brought to us again by Doug Elliott, who is the president of Corona Recreation. And the committee will recall back in 2020, Mr. Elliott had requested that the district perform tree trimming on some of the lower branches of some big eucalyptus trees that are around the lake at Warner Basin, as well as some very, very large ficus trees that are at the facility as well. And at the time, the board had approved giving the general manager, let me get the exact wording here. At the time, the board had approved authorizing the general manager discretionary authority to provide a rent credit to Corona Recreation as reimbursement for tree trimming services, essentially having Mr. Elliott go out and get a quote for the tree trimming and managing the process, and the district would give him a rent credit for that, which did happen. Now Mr. Elliott is asking again, there are some larger branches that weren't addressed a year and a half ago, and he's asking that those branches be trimmed, and he's gotten another quote from the same tree trimming company. There is a provision in the lease agreement that he's responsible for landscaping of the fishing premises there. However, it was determined by staff and the committee at the time that trimming these large branches on these trees fell out of the scope of landscape management. So at this time, staff is looking for direction from the committee to address this subject and give a response to Mr. Elliott. that concludes my prayer. Oh, and the quote received from the tree trimming service is $19,000. And once that happens, should the board approve giving him a rent credit, once that happens, the trees are trimmed and he's invoiced, then the district would provide the rent credit. That concludes my report.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions about this? I have a question, but I thought I'd see if anybody else has any questions first. Okay, seeing none. In looking at the quote, and that's attached to the staff report, $19,000 seems pretty reasonable for about 82 trees, I think, are covered.
Yes.
Something like that. The one thing I would just ask staff to do is, I know that we've used West Coast Arborist, I think, and a lot of the cities use West Coast Arborist. If maybe you can just get a quote from them just to make sure we're in the right ballpark.
We can coordinate that, yeah.
Yeah, just coordinate that. I don't have any problem with the request because I think what this is talking about is, the taller parts of these massive eucalyptus trees. And I think right. that falls outside of the scope of maintaining the ground landscaping. And it's certainly a liability issue for all of us, particularly with these winds I see out here today. So, I just think it is what it is. So I'll go ahead and move approval of the recommended action and direct staff to accept Mr. Elliott's proposal to deduct the cost of it from the rent, but also have the staff seek out at least one other bid just to make sure that the pricing looks appropriate.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. Second.
Okay.
Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Ta?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
That motion also carries with 5 yes votes.
Can I ask a question? Dennis, you made the motion to get a second quote. If they're about the same, it's all within the ballpark by this motion, should the work go forward? Or should
Yeah, it absolutely. I think Ms. Darley is going to actually kind of manage the contractor, the tree trimmer, provide him access and all those things. And he's going to pay the tree trimmer, and then we're just going to deduct it from the rent. So I'm not trying to force anybody on him. I just want to make sure that the $19,000 is,
Right.
I would be shocked if you could find a bid lower than 19 grand to trim 81 trees.
It's actually 130 trees, right? 130 trees. Mm-hmm.
130 trees for 19 grand. That's maybe we shouldn't ask any questions. I have two little trees in front of my house, and it's $1,000 to get them trimmed. It's insane. So I don't know how they trim that many trees for 19 grand.
Wow.
It's yeah. So, but I just think as a public agency, we just got to make sure that, we're looking out for everybody. That's all. With that, we'll move to item number 5, which is the license update.
Yes, now this is an informational item. And at the last, I believe it was at the last property committee meeting, the committee had asked, or the staff had provided an update on expiring license agreements. And one of them was this license agreement for the T-Mobile cell site. The cell site's located in Orange, and it's on an SCE tower, an Edison tower, that is actually on district leased by the land leased by the district in the 1960s. The original agreement was actually negotiated by ATS Communications, and some of the board members may recall ATS Communications. They brokered the deal, and as part of that deal, the district had an agreement with ATS, which has since expired, but the terms of this license agreement with Edison and T-Mobile outlast that agreement with ATS. ATS receives 30% of the revenue from this lease, and they continue to do so. And the district receives, we're at $1,046 a month for this lease. It was a license. It was originally a 10-year license with 2 5-year extensions. The extensions are renewable by T-Mobile and SCE. And the district really has no ability to terminate this license agreement. It's expiring in November, and will renew for another 5 years after that.
Okay.
And that's my update on this.
So it sounds like it's unilateral. Bruce, is the I read the staff report. Is the revenue split still in effect?
Yes, it is. That outlives that outlived the agreement, yes.
Huh. Okay. All right, it is what it is. So the $1,000 that we get a month, that's what we actually net after all the splits and all that, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions about that? That's an informational item. Okay, moving right along. Number 6, the quarterly report on leases and permits.
And this one I'm going to turn over to Mr. Daniel Park, who will give this staff report.
And thanks, Bruce. Good afternoon, members of the board. The district's fourth quarter rent reflected an increase of 12.6% over the fourth quarter of 2020. This increase was mainly due to new rental income from the Aqua Park for $15,056, an increase in gross receipts rental income from Corona Recreation for $19,054, and Prado Basin Duck Club's early annual rent of $17,352. As noted in the report, last year that rent was paid and recorded in the third quarter. Results for the full year reflected an increase of 13.95% over the last year. This increase was mainly due to Corona Recreation's increased gross receipts rent of $45,781. New rent from the Aqua Park for $68,350, and Sandwood Enterprises paying late rent from 2020 and the early recording of the January 22 rent for a total increase of $49,127. And finally, the report includes the Rahaga Shooting Range rent for January 2022. There are two lease renewals in the first quarter of this year, Harvest Landscape and Sandwood Enterprises. Both leases expire March 31st. There are two lease renewals in the second quarter, the Prado Basin Duck Club and the Rahaga Shooting Range, both leases expiring June 30th. Additionally, all lessees are in full compliance with the terms of their leases and rent payments. And finally, there were no licenses issued in the last quarter by the general manager. And that will conclude the fourth quarter rent report.
Great. Any questions? Okay, hearing none. I think all these items will probably be on the consent calendar at the full board. Are there any directors' comments or reports at this time? Hearing none, it is 12:20, and I believe we are adjourned. And I go around. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.